With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The federal government has rejected Montana's request for $44 million in disaster aid for last year's wildfires, Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, rejected the Big Picture disaster aid request after granting the state more than $11 million in grants to pay for eight individual large fires in 2017. It was one of the biggest fire seasons in decades, burning more than a million acres. Delilah Bruno, the administrator of Montana's Disaster and Emergency Services, says the additional request would have reimbursed the state for fighting lots of small fires that, on their own, didn't meet disaster status.
Certainly could have been replenishing some of that fire fund that was, used up.
State officials acknowledge that asking for a large overall disaster grant was a long shot. Last year's fire season cost the state around $74 million, draining the state's emergency fire fund and compounding the state's budget crisis. FEMA rejected the state's request for a major disaster declaration December 28th. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A historic building in Whitefish designed by famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright is being demolished at this hour. The owner of the building rejected offers to buy it by the deadline he set today. Developer Mark Ruiz had said previously that he planned to demolish the building to make way for a new one if his sale terms could not be met by today. Ruiz's Whitefish attorney, Ryan Purdy, confirmed that his client rejected an offer by preservationists attempting to buy the building today. At about 5 o'clock this afternoon, I asked him if that meant that no more offers to buy the building would be considered.
Hail Marys are always, I'm always willing to communicate those to the client. But at this present time, I believe that decisions have been made on the developer's or on the client's plan.
And that decision is that the building will be demolished.
I cannot comment on that.
Montana Public Radio's Nikki Willette is on scene in Whitefish, where she says heavy equipment appears to be demolishing the building. Cher Justo is executive director of the Montana Preservation Alliance, one of the groups working to save the building.
We're just heartsick. This building is the last building that Frank Lloyd Wright designed and was built actually beyond his lifetime. It's a treasure. It's the only real Frank Lloyd Wright building that remains in Montana of any stature. We're losing a treasure. Frank Lloyd Wright is arguably the greatest American architect who ever lived. And to just tear that building down to build some nondescript mixed-use commercial building because Whitefish is growing is a sad, sad thing to witness.
The Wright-designed Lockridge Medical Clinic in Whitefish is the first usable Wright building to be torn down in more than four decades. That's according to the Chicago-based Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy, which was also working to purchase the building. Owner Mick Ruiz's attorney said that his client was not seeking to make a profit from the sale, but only wanted to recover his purchase price and additional costs he's incurred. He says the city of Whitefish approved demolition plans and that the building has been on the market for a year. Montana Governor Steve Bullock's office is laying off six staff positions and moving one to part-time as a result of state budget cuts. The layoffs include policy advisors, economic policy specialists, a front desk intern, and a citizens advocate. An analyst with the governor's budget and program planning office was laid off last month. The governor's office has already made a few layoffs and plans to make more in order to cut staffing costs by more than $800,000 over the next 2 years. These cuts were mandated in the November special legislative session. The governor's chief of staff, Tom Lopach, sent Montana Public Radio the following recorded comment.
Like all state agencies, we share in the responsibility to further tighten our belts. While we will miss the dedicated public servants in the governor's office and throughout all state agencies, we remain committed to serving the people of Montana.
Plans call for the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree to be hauled back to Montana in pieces starting as early as next week. Organizers hope the wood will be used to help rebuild the historic Sperry Chalet in Glacier National Park, which was destroyed in a wildfire last summer. A park spokeswoman says officials haven't decided yet on any restoration plans for the century-old chalet. Some critics have questioned the fuel being used to truck the logs home. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.